I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You know, my wife's grandfather, my grandfather-in-law, was a tail gunner in World War II and almost fell out of an airplane one time. And then his favorite line always was, why would anybody jump out of a perfectly good airplane? I've always thought that was great advice.
I did that.
Did you parachute?
I did. I went skydiving.
I almost did, but it always horrified me that you're that one in a million people whose chute doesn't work. Well, this happened in Australia yesterday or the day before, and oh no, it was back in September, but the video is just now being released. A guy's backup chute opened before he jumped, and it sucked him out the door and wrapped around the tail of the airplane.
I saw this video.
And he was just hanging back there.
I'm so glad I heard about this after I went skydiving.
So all of the other jumpers jumped, and this guy's hanging back there. The pilot finally slowed down, and thank goodness this guy was an experienced pilot, a parachuter, and he was able to pull out a hook knife and cut the ropes.
Ugh.
To the parachute, which finally freed him, and then he free fell for a while, and he opened his main chute. But when he opened his main chute, it got wrapped up in what was left of the strings of the backup chute, and he was still able to maintain his calmness, I guess, enough to keep his wits about him to untangle that. And then he ended up surviving it,
imagine,
which is amazing.
If that were a first-time jumper, you can take an eight-hour... I went tandem, but you can take like a 7 or 8 hour class and go by yourself a solo jump.
Nope.
Out of the gate. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine if that was your first time out?
No.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
No, what if you didn't have a knife or something to cut yourself free?
Hanging there?
It's just a nightmare anyway.
Yeah.
That's why you don't do it.
Remember the raccoon that broke into a liquor store in Virginia and drank alcohol and then was found passed out in the bathroom next to the toilet?
I've never done that.
Well, that little drunken raccoon has already raised nearly $200,000 for a local animal shelter. They started making drunk raccoon merch, like t-shirts and like it says trashed panda and it has the raccoon face down with a bottle of liquor spilled out.
Wait. Really? Like they just put his face like the lucky squirrel for the Cardinals?
The
rally squirrel?
Yeah, rally squirrel. I had a t-shirt. My parents got me a rally squirrel t-shirt. So you can buy a drunk panda t-shirt and help support the local animal shelter.
This is the shelter where the animal was taken. Is it the same shelter?
No, I'm not sure. I just know it's the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter.
All right.
And they're selling water bottles, hats, hoodies, t-shirts.
The whole thing. Good for them. Hey, remember the whole blow up over Cracker Barrel? I went there recently, actually. I took my daughter there for breakfast one morning to the one out in St. Charles County there at Highway K. And it was good. It was good. Prices have gone up. I don't know if the serving size is the same or not. But now the complaint about Cracker Barrel, there's a Fox News article on this. Cracker Barrel diners are sounding the alarm, and it has them furious because they say quality has dropped at the Cracker Barrel. The Uncle Herschel thing is past us, but now they're saying now you need to concentrate on what's going on. The Journal reported Cracker Barrel shifted from rolling biscuit dough as needed to baking larger batches and chilling it, removing some of the sides, including green beans, from stovetop kettles to ovens, and like just doing things that grandma wouldn't do. So they want them to go back to doing things the way they used to do it.
And they cannot win.
I know. They're in the scope right now, aren't they?
Don't they realize people don't like change?
It's true.
So 6-7. I'm sorry to bring this up. 6-7. 6-7. It's very annoying. Well, apparently it's also very annoying for people who are calling out orders if you work at, say, a fast food restaurant. So annoying, in fact, that In-N-Out says it will no longer be announcing number 67 as an order number because teens were hysterical and they were causing a ruckus and they were trying to record the employee saying, order number 67. And so now In-N-Out won't say that. They're, I guess, just going to skip over it. And it's funny because Arby's is kind of trolling In-N-Out and responded to them doing that and called them cowards.
Yeah. That's the number you get for your order. How random would it be that you actually happen to be the 67th customer? It can't happen all that often, right?
Once a day, right? The 67th customer one time a day.
If it's a boomer, they're not going to know what the hell it means anyway.
And usually it would be early in the morning. A lot of people go there, like say McDonald's, for breakfast. So you're just sitting there in your booth waiting for them to say, order number 67. That's so funny. Let me record it.
But they got
hope it's a drive-through number.
Yeah, they got a good headline.
Yeah, really.
Wow. This is kind of concerning, this news. I hadn't seen this. Massachusetts health officials announced Tuesday the state has confirmed its first ever case of an incurable lung disease linked to exposure to quartz countertops. This is apparently a known thing, but the 40-year-old man who has worked in the stone countertop industry for 14 years was diagnosed with silicosis, a condition that can cause death. Who knew countertops were dangerous?
So is that the dust for when they cut them?
I have to assume.
Would you seal it or something? Like if you just have one in your kitchen? No. So. Okay. Well, thank you. I did not know that.
Yeah. That's why Sue's here.
When inhaled, the dust can scar your lung tissue.
Hey, I'm getting some hate for my tandem jump. They said a tandem jump's not a parachute jump. It's a carnival ride.
Oh, it's a carnival ride.
Haters going to hate. I have pictures that it wasn't a carnival ride for me. I jumped out of a plane.
Congressman Eric Burleson coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.